I'm hesitant to even bring this up because I feel like you're going to yell at me, but I heard a conversation, and I got more of a positive outlook on it, so maybe you won't get mad that I'm bringing it up. So it was a conversation that C-Mac's having on the overnight that Eddie got involved in. And C-Mac says that the only way that this Mets season that came out of nowhere gets ruined is if they lose to the Yankees in the World Series. Like, everything's gravy. Everything's great. We've said, boy, how awesome this is. Completely came out of nowhere. But they end up losing to the Yankees, and all of a sudden the season is ruined. Now, Eddie pipes in, and he says he agrees with this. So as I'm driving in, I'm saying, you know, I understand that point if you're a big Yankee hater. However, this happened once before. And one of my favorite teams growing up, I was 18 years old, it was the 2000 Mets, and ended with the Yankees beating them in the World Series. But I still have great memories, three games in particular, great memories, where I was at Shea Stadium in the NLDS against Barry Bonds and the Giants. Mm. Benny Agbayani, 13th inning home run. Bobby Jones comes out, shuts him down, one hit, complete shutout the next day. I told you one of my favorite regular season games ever was June 30th, 2000, that same season. Mets had a 10-run inning against the Braves. It was fireworks night. Piazza hit a home run. It was awesome. So those memories, like, you can't take those away from me. It ended with them losing in the World Series, but they won the NLCS. I remember Mike Hampton was awesome for them that year, and, you know, Timo Perez before it all fell apart for him in the World Series. But, like, I have great memories there. So, like, as frustrating as that would be, like, you can't tell me that that's going to ruin the season. And, like, Eddie's agreeing with that, and it was bothering me.
It did. It totally ruined it. Now, 2015, lost the World Series, but I still have great memories of Wilmer Flores and Cespedes. That I still hold on to. The 4 days in Flushing
thing. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Take your memories and stuff them right now. Let's worry about one pitch, one at bat, one inning, and let's worry about game three versus the Dodgers.
Let's not
worry about whatever cockamamie thing that, you know, the overnight guy, C-Mac, who I think does a great job.
Not cockamamie.
Comes up with. Out of the blue, so we can have a conversation in the middle of the night. I'm not even thinking about that. You know why?
Because three wins away apiece.
I am focused on the Dodgers, and that is it, and that is game three.
You're not playing those. This is what fans talk about.
Yeah, well, you guys can have a good conversation about all of this kind of crap you want, and then when it's all over said and done, then we can all take stock in what the hell happened.